It was nice of your dad to offer to drive me home.
No problem. As a matter of fact, now I can ask you a question about something that's been bugging me.
Okay.
Remember what the preacher at church said about praying last week?
You mean about how we should pray without ceasing?
Yeah, without ceasing. What's that mean?
Well, ceasing means stopping, so I guess he's saying we should never stop praying.
That's what I thought, but that's impossible. I mean, look at my dad. He's driving a car. If he closed his eyes and started praying without ceasing, we'd be in big trouble. And how about pilots in airplanes or doctors right in the middle of a big operation? You don't see them always praying.
Oh, Carlos, you don't stop what you're doing, kneel down and close your eyes to pray. You can just think a prayer while you're doing other stuff.
Think a prayer?
Yeah, like, let's say you're riding a bicycle and you look around and it's a really beautiful day. If you closed your eyes to pray, you'd probably run into a cow or something. So you just think, hey God, nice day, love the flowers.
Or if I'm taking a test at school, for instance, a history test.
Like the one we had today?
Yeah, I can just think, hello God, I thought I was ready for this test, but my brain is on vacation. So if you could just help me remember the answer to number 37, I'd really appreciate it.
That's the idea. Praying without ceasing means being able to pray anytime, anywhere. And by the way, the answer was Napoleon.
Napoleon! The Spanish guy.
French.
I think I need to pray more.
Jesus wants to be our friend. He's interested in everything we do and longs to be included in our lives. He has placed in our hearts a desire to share our deepest secrets and brightest hopes with Him. This program was brought to you by the Children's Ministries Department of the General Conference of Seventh-day Adventists.